This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. And in past years, you know, it's been really a QB competition, but I feel like Taylor Heinicke sees Fitz as a mentor rather than a competitor. You know, so much of Robert versus Kirk was like a battle to the death. I really don't think those guys liked each other, like even being in the same room. Same with Dwayne Haskins and Kyle Allen. Dwayne Haskins always said, I have a chip on my shoulder from where I was drafted. He never really proved that. Kyle Allen, Alex Smith, those guys were just battling to get on the field. But Heinicke, he was even quoted saying, we just try to help each other out to the best. So God forbid he gets hurt or they throw me in there. He's going to want me to be at my best so we can win some more games. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like Ryan Fitzpatrick's the guy that has the ultimate confidence in himself and his abilities. So he's not, you know, worried about somebody else beating him out. He knows where he is. He knows he's a veteran QB that belongs in the NFL, in the National Football League, as a starting quarterback on most teams. And so it's like, you know, I always say it's like the same in the radio industry. Like, Grant Paulson's so confident in his abilities that he brought me on as a wingman. Like, you know, he's my mentor, and it's not like he's, like, scared. I'm not going to take Grant's spot. He's the GOAT, you know what I mean? So that's kind of, like, the way I look at Fitzpatrick. Like, he's not worried about Heinicke taking his spot. He just wants to make him better and make the team better. So the over-under set at 8.5, actually, like, I feel like they're giving out free money. Now, you can't collect it till the end of the year, but I'm putting my entire account, $3.84, on Washington at the over 8.5 wins. Let's go to the phone lines here. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We got Andy and Sterling. You're on the Fan with Adam Epstein. What's up, Andy?
Hey, Adam. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, man, I don't want to burst anybody's bubbles, but Washington will not win 11, 12, 13 games this season if, like my man Chris Russell said, they don't get a hold of this COVID and this the vaccine thing.
Yeah,
I read in the paper yesterday that Washington is last in COVID vaccinations at 60%.
Yeah,
I cannot believe that those knuckleheads on the team, knowing full well what Rivera had to go through last year with a chemotherapy, and he's still not up to par. He had to sit out a couple of practice yesterday, that they would not, in unison, in support of their coach, would go out and get a sticking vaccine shot when it's just going to protect Rivera and their teammates. It's beyond belief that somebody like Montez Sweat would say, well, you know, I don't believe in the science yet. That is ridiculous. That's stupid. It's irresponsible.
Andy, I know I don't want to get into it because I know it's pissing me off as a person who's vaccinated. You know, I've had not one, but two shots. I'm a Moderna man. I love saying that. I'm proud to say I'm vaccinated, but it's something, it's not just here in Washington. It's going around the league. You had Matt LaFleur of the Green Bay Packers head coach saying that they haven't talked about making roster decisions based on vaccinations, and he reiterates that it's a personal decision. So it's a problem throughout the league, not just here in Washington, but yes, I do. I wish we were at 100%. I'll say that. I'll leave it there. Let's take some more phone calls. Over-under is at 8.5 wins. Edward Ford tweets me, over 8.5. This team is going to surprise a lot of people. So 1-800-636-1067 or tweet me at AWOD Radio to give your thoughts. Let's go to Vic and Akatique. What's up, Vic?
Hey, AWOD, what's good?
What's good, man? What is good? You tell me.
I'm actually preparing for a season 2. My eyes are pretty fickle. Like,
yeah, you've been watching the film breakdown, Vic?
Yeah, I have. What I've seen, I just was just saying when I called in, what I've seen is that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the receivers on that core are complimenting, and they're complimenting him with their speed.
Yeah,
and they are all really good route runners. But they're good route runners with speed. They get separation. Of what I can see, and that's what that is what Ron wanted to sign. That's what he wanted to acquire on this offense for the past couple of years. So what that does with Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he's a veteran, because he has experience, he can cut the field into sections, and he's not going to rely on just his brazen confidence or moxie to throw into triple and double coverage in situations where it will cost the team. In addition, Taylor Heinicke is very humble and he's very considerate. So in his mind, he's saying, I want to learn as much as I can because this guy's been in NFL for two decades, but he's on his heels, if not equal to him right now, because Taylor Heinicke showed that he can do that with his eyes and versus the best. That arguably the best defense in the NFL.
Hey, Vic, why don't you tell me this, Vic, because I'm wondering, because I was surprised I had a caller who said, you know, he thinks Adam Humphries is going to be the breakout guy at wide receiver. You know, a lot of people are talking about De'Ami Brown. I feel like Curtis Samuel, maybe because he's not out there right now, isn't getting as much love. Who do you think is going to be the breakout star on the offense?
I'll say it like this. I was coaching flag football a couple of years ago before COVID, and I had a young man who, traditionally, as I had met him, he's a little lazy, lacked enthusiasm. But we put him in position. I tried to put defense in position to make plays. With their technique, we made an opportunity to make plays on the football and be in position doing the right things more times than not. I would like to say all the time, like Ron says, or good coaches would say.
Right.
So in this one game, we won 30-6. He had two interceptions. He had two interceptions in big-time situational football where we won. One was a goal line stand, and another was when the team was driving. And I didn't know he was going to be a breakout player. I say that to say this. When you have a good football organization, things begin to happen where players that you least expect to be breakout players can be breakout players. Because their talent and their attention to detail, it starts to meet the opportunity to make big plays. And a guy like Adam Humphries with speed and that understands the game can now be a player that now booms off the TV set, booms on the field, and you least expect it. And that goes for other players, too. And that's when your depth becomes horizontal and not just vertical.
Hey, great call, as always, Vic. Always appreciate getting the insight on the flag football coaching here in the local area. So let's go to the producers now in the other room. When you're working the morning shift, the big-time, prime-time morning shift, filling in here for Steve Zabin on The Fan, you get two producers here. So let's go to Ryan first. What are your thoughts on the over-under set at 8.5?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd put all the money in my account, which is not 384, what you said. Mine is more like 50-30.
Okay.
So it's not bad. I'm not bragging.
So plus 100, you could be looking at doubling up.
Exactly. I would double it up, and I'm hammering the over 8.5 on the win total for the Washington football team. If I were to predict, I say we go 11 wins. You know, I've been back and forth all offseason, but 11 wins for this team, I think that's a good goal that they could reach.
But give me a devil's advocate, though, because it could blow up in our face like last year where we go through three or four quarterbacks and we win five or six games. Like, is there any chance that happens?
Of course. Of course. Right now, it's like a 52 to 48% chance. I think that 52% chance is that we win 11 games, but then that 48% chance, I think we could win just like six games.
So there's no way we get 7, 8, or 9, you know?
No. I think it's there's no in between with this team because you either get Fitz magic or Fitz tragic. You don't get Fitz average. That's not a thing.
That
it's
is
Fitz
so
tragic
true.
Or Fitz magic.
That's very true.
No in between.
Yeah. Donald, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm right there with everyone. I'm over. I'm probably looking about 10 wins also. You know, I'm thinking 10, 11 wins. We can hit double digits for sure. If I had to put all my money on the line, like you guys said, I don't have much to work with. But you know, I would definitely put my money on double-digit wins for sure.
Are you worried at all about the secondary? That's something that was a frustrating thing for me last year. I felt like every time I looked up, Ronald Darby was getting beat deep or, you know, a third and 15. If we didn't get a sack, they were going to find a way to convert it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. That is a concern for sure. Like you said, we had some trouble in the secondary. A lot of guys getting beat. That's definitely going to be an issue, but I think, though, especially, too, I'm looking at the landscape of the division. There's a lot of question marks everywhere. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, but I think we can maybe even pull out the division as well.
Yeah, no, it would be interesting at the end of the year. As people have said, you know, five games in a row against divisional opponents, that tells me, look, there's a chance that the Giants are out of the equation by then, right? There's even a chance that the Eagles are out of the equation by then, and it's a competition between Dallas and Washington. I love that we signed a long-term contract to Jonathan Allen because I think that D-line is going to take another step forward. Like Chase Young was great last year, and he had all these amazing plays where he picked up the ball, ran it back for a touchdown, but I feel like there was definitely room to improve. You know what I mean? Even though he was a young guy and he was a superstar, am I right? Right. There was room to improve for him to get better, to get more sacks.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to the defensive line just like everyone else is. I mean, that will be the unit that's going
to win.
So
are you telling me you're more excited to see Washington on defense than to even have the ball?
I mean, yeah.
Against the Chargers, are you kicking off or are you receiving?
Kicking off or receiving? Ah. I'm kicking off because I want to see them bang some heads. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what I want the Washington football team defense to be the number one unit that we think they could be.
Yeah.
I want to see them take that jump.
I loved your reaction. You're like, kicking or receiving? Peanut butter or jelly?
You know, peanut butter over jelly any day.
Cream juice off. Or butter? What? What are you asking me? All right, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on the fan. I feel like you're the opposite of us here. You're not hype on the Washington football team to win more than eight games.
It's just, you know what? Here's the deal, man. It's just a look. My thing, and I've been consistent since April. We need a quarterback. You and I both know this. And I'm hoping the only way I think we can win 9 or 10 or 11 games. This Taylor Heineke can get in it.
Wow.
I think our best case scenario is, honestly, I just don't think Fitzpatrick, whatever his name is, I just don't think Fitzmagic has it. And let's be real. If he was that good, don't you think he would have been signed on a long-term deal? Yes, he had a good year in Miami. Everybody has a good year, at least one. But I think everybody's letting that overshadow what people are doing. This is first year in the offense. Taylor knows the offense better than he does. I think Taylor's going to do a better job. I think Taylor's going to be the – you need a guy that can move. And when you play these defenses like the Giants, like the Packers, the Bucks, the Chiefs, the Raiders, you can't have a guy that's going to sit back and just throw all day. And if you notice his record against good defenses, it's horrible. You got to have Taylor Heineke. Taylor's got to be the guy. I mean, look, this is what I find strange in this game. Right now, everybody is up in arms about the Nats, but everybody is just out of their mind about the football team.
Yeah.
Totally out of their mind. But yes, they have a great defense, and no one's denying that. But you can't have what you had last year and expect to win. You just can't. That's why I would go with Taylor. I think Taylor's going to be the Kirk Cousins. It's going to be like 2015 all over again. Taylor Heineke's going to be the guy. And we should ride with him, and we should make a move to get Deshaun Watson. He's not going to play this year. Let him play next year. Give up three first-rounders, which is fine with me. He plays next year. He doesn't play this year because he's on the commissioner's list. And you go from there. That's our best-case scenario because we're not going to get Aaron Rodgers because Green Bay screwed Aaron Rodgers on a deal. He's going over to Denver next year. We're not going to get Jimmy Garoppolo because he's probably going to go someplace else, and nobody wants him. Your best bet is Deshaun Watson because the quarterbacks coming out in 22 are horrible. And that is the number one issue. That's the 500-pound gorilla in the room that no one wants to talk about is the quarterback situation.
Hey,
but
man.
It's going to rear its ugly head this time next month. Later, buddy.
Yeah, man. Hey, good call, man. I love it when, you know, you can get two different opinions here on 106.7 The Fan. Maybe he's right. All the callers and me are sipping too much of the Kool-Aid, but we are excited for this season. It's right around the corner, and I want to continue this conversation and take your phone calls next. If you don't get a chance to call in again, please tweet me. Hit me up on social media at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. I will tell you, though, when I return, my four teams I guarantee to make the playoffs, and I'll take some more football team calls next. You're on 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. Shout out to Maurice, who tweets me that he's checking in from Northwest DC. Shout out to my dad, who's listening into the show with his friend Eric. He's on vacation. He's always going on these great vacations, and he never takes me anywhere with him. So, Dad, this is your shout out to take me somewhere. Take me to Europe. A1 needs to go on a Euro trip. But anyway, hey, I want to do a tweet train right now, all right? Anybody that tweets me at AWAD Radio, tweets me or follows me, gets a follow back immediately. That's right now here on 106.7 The Fan at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. I need the followers, so hit me up if you want a follow back right now. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. We got Steve in Poolsville. Steve, what's going on?
Hey, AWAD, good morning. I just want to tell you, I'm probably in the dissenting camp here because I think that we're going to take a step back. You know, you got to look at one offensively, Fitzpatrick. He's just a variable. Don't know what he's going to do. The other side of the ball, everybody's harping or you know, lauding this defense, but you got to remember last year when we did pretty well, we played some really, really bad quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. And even you alluded to, you know, earlier you said even third and 15, and if we didn't get a sack, they found a way to get the first down.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be in a little bit of trouble here because look at the schedule we have. We're playing Mahomes, Josh Allen,
Rodgers,
Brady.
Right, Brady. No, the schedule is definitely tough, Steve. Yeah, no, I agree with you. So how many wins are you thinking then? Are you like five or six wins?
No, I think we're going to be 7-8.
Okay.
7-8 wins. I think we're going to beat some teams maybe we don't think we're going to beat, and I think we're going to do what we usually do, lose to some teams we shouldn't lose to.
Yeah, but Steve, let me ask you this. If this is a playoff team, you know, what would have happened, what would have gone right for us to be a playoff team?
This coming year?
Yeah.
Well, we got to have Fitzpatrick be a little more, you know, I know he likes a gunslinger mentality, but if he could just be a little more careful with the football, I think that's the first thing. And then defensively, our linebackers have to be able to cover people out of the backfield.
Yeah,
and
very
our
true.
Secondary is going to have to step up. That's what's going to have to happen.
Awesome. Appreciate the call, Steve. 1-800-636-1067 is the phone lines here. And I told you guys, I wanted to tell you go around the NFL and tell you guys my four teams I guarantee. You know what I mean? I'm putting my balls on the table here. Guarantee these teams to make the playoffs. Number one on the list is Seattle. The Seattle They're the Seattle Seahawks. Just every single year, it seems like they make the playoffs. They have such a great. I always talk about this. It really matters your QB and coach how well they get along. You know, Andy Reid for years did it with McNabb. Now he's doing it with Mahomes. They get along so well, and because of that, the offense is great. Seattle. You got Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson together for their 10th year in a row, and they've made the playoffs 9 of the 10 years. So I expect that to continue again this year, guaranteeing Seattle to make the playoffs. I love DK Metcalf. He's a superstar wide receiver around the league. He's probably the fastest guy in the league, really, when it comes down to like sprinting speed. He's huge, and I expect him to be great for Seattle's offense. Number two on my list, the Baltimore Ravens. It's killing me to say this. If you're a fan of the show, you know I hate Baltimore. Half my family's from Baltimore. I can't stand the Baltimoreans. But here's the thing. They got a good football team. Lamar Jackson is unstoppable. And you know, a lot of the haters will say, you know, they're going to figure him out, right? The Wildcat, the way he runs the football. You're not figuring a guy out with that much speed, that much agility. You know what I mean? The way he's able to shift his body and extend plays, and he's only going to get better as a passer. I love superstar Mark Andrews for them. I guarantee Baltimore to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure. But just a note on what you're saying about Jackson. You know, obviously we've been saying this every year, but the way he scrambles, the way he moves, you don't think there's maybe that one good time where he might get caught potentially. No, Lord forbid. No, not in this season or anything like that. But, you know, a lot of people say he moves too much. He's injury prone.
Yeah.
You know,
there's always a possibility for that. You know, I'm not rooting for that, you know, obviously. But I just think he's a veteran now. And I think he's not like RG3. He knows how to slide. He knows how to get down. But you bring up a good point. If he goes down, Baltimore is screwed. And then my other two teams I guarantee to make the playoffs. Guys, I'm just going to take the easy way out. Kansas City and Tampa Bay, the two teams that met in the Super Bowl. I have no reason to think that they got any worse. In fact, Tampa Bay's bringing back their entire roster, and they retooled and brought some more guys in. And Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes is going to go down as one of the greatest QBs of all time. Am I right? I mean, the way he's able to scramble, these sidearm passes, no-look guys. Patrick Mahomes, every single year he gets better. I expect the same thing again this year.
Yeah, so I'm looking at two teams that, you know, we're talking Kansas City to give them a challenge. I'm looking at Tennessee, and yeah. I'm also looking at it slipped my mind that quickly. I'm looking at Tennessee. I'm sorry, and the Bills.
Oh, yep.
Obviously,
yep.
Very formidable opponents. They went deep in the playoffs last year. Tennessee obviously added Julio Jones. So, you know, I'm looking at those teams to be a threat to Kansas City as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the AFC has a number of teams that are really strong. I even think that, you know, Oakland's going to compete this year. Maybe even the Denver Broncos. You know, there's a lot of teams in the AFC with a ton of talent. I wanted to give a shout out to the BetQL network here, part of Odyssey. I started in a new job a couple weeks ago. I was in office all week here and working for BetQL and Odyssey Sports, doing videos around the country. And I got to tell you guys a funny story. So you all know that I started here on the Junkies, and they used to give me crap for my grammar, you know, for the way I pronounce words, Strasburg, Strasburg, all that. My punctuation is terrible. Well, one of my first days on the job here, one of the producers came up to me, and he's complaining about another producer's grammar. And he's saying, hey, you got to look at this. And I'm like, no, I don't need to see his grammar. Mine's not good either. And he's like, no, you got to read this sentence. And it said, you know, so-and-so joins the show to get his opinion on the Philadelphia Eagles. And I looked at it, and he's like, he's looking at me like, are you noticing what's wrong with this sentence? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, a part of me wanted to say, is it missing a predicate? Is it missing a predicate? I didn't know. I had no idea. My grammar's so, I'm the worst person to ask. And so I was just thinking, like, what the hell is wrong with this sentence? I didn't understand. But anyway, I'm loving my new job at Odyssey. And so I want to do a little bit of Odyssey Sports Stories of the Week. And I'm going to start it off with Deshaun Watson and the fact that his teammates are expressing his support for him at Texas training camp. It's a weird situation. I'm not sure what to expect this season, but it's actually cool to see that his teammates are there with him, because this is a really difficult time in his life, man. And it's really cool to see his teammates staying by his side. Next story of the week, the Saints QB battle between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill. I expect both quarterbacks to get a lot of run this season, no matter who is named the quarterback. But it's going to be interesting if the Saints offense is still a powerhouse without Drew Brees. He was there for so many years. Every year they were a playoff team because of Drew Brees. They do so have a top three running back in the league in Alvin Kamara. Next up on the list, Russell Westbrook. That trade to the LA Lakers, how much does that affect betting on the Lakers? I told you guys before, I don't expect in the NBA the Bucks or the Suns, the two finals teams, to make it back to the finals next year. I'm sticking with that, all right? Look at the moves already made by the Lakers. They're going all in. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Brody. Are you kidding me? Come on. That's going to be your Western Conference championships, champions. And the Eastern Conference, I'm sticking with the Nets. The Brooklyn Nets and KD. Jay-Z's going to get it done with his team. There's so much talent there. And then my other story of the week, Anthony Rizzo traded to the Yankees. Yankees really making moves here at the trade deadline. He hit a home run in his first game with the Yanks. The Red Sox also making big moves. Boston getting Washington's big bat, Kyle Schwarber. And so I'm really looking forward to see that battle throughout the rest of the end of the season. And my last story, Odyssey Sports Story of the Weeks, was Luka Doncic scoring 48 points for Slovenia and then putting the team on his back in a must-win game against Japan. He had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. So that's your Odyssey Sports Stories of the Week. I'm Adam Epstein. Follow me on Twitter at AWOD Radio. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein at AWOD Radio on social media. This is AWOD Weekend Radio. And if you've been listening to the show for a while, one of the things I've been talking about is how much I like to, cook out. I like to grill. I like to get on the grill. And I mentioned before I worked at Carrytown Burgers and Fries, so I think I'm nice at flipping the burgers. But anyway, my producers have always given me crap. You know, it started with Linnell, then we had Ryan, and they're like, why are you so plain Jane? I kept saying, I served people plain chicken. And I mean, at least I seasoned it, but then I would serve cheeseburgers, no ketchup, no mustard, hot dogs, completely plain. I'm Adam Epstein. I don't like condiments or condoms. You know, that's been my saying here on 106.7 The Fan. And so I've been talking about this bit because I don't know if I actually hate this food or if it's just something I'm conditioned because my father, all right, Mike Epps, doesn't like this stuff at all right? And so I have not even tried any kind of condiment since I was about 5 or 6 years old. So I've been talking about this bit forever. I've been talking about it. And so I've been trying to plan something here behind the scenes of how I can set this up. And what's going on? Ryan, burst through the door here. What do you got, man? What do you got going on here? Step back, sit down, join me on mic 4 here. All right, what's going on? This is Ryan Clary, my producer.
So, this is what we got. We have about 7 different sauces for Adam to try with this potato casserole, aka the hash brown.
Okay.
So, we have that going.
You know, I like carbs.
Exactly. We love carbs. I love them too. And so, we're going to have you try different ones and see what you like because I think you're going to get sick.
So here's the bit, and if you don't like disgusting things, turn off your radio or tune in at a later time. You can always catch the podcast or rewind with the Odyssey app. Can we get someone to bring in a trash can here? There's rules to this bit, okay? Every bite needs a dip, all right? I love hash browns, I love potatoes, but I'm not allowed to eat these things unless I dip them. That's the rules?
Yeah, that's
you
the
rules. You set the rules here. This is your segment.
You have to dip these. This is what you... It's not about the casserole, the hash brown casserole. I know you're going to love that.
I need a trash can because I got sauces in front of me. Honey mustard. I'm already feeling like I'm about to faint.
All right. Well, we'll get a trash can in here.
Let me try something.
All right. Here are the hash browns.
Yeah. Every bite needs a dip. That's the rule here on 106.7 The Fan. All right.
Hashtag every bite needs a dip on Twitter.
Let's just start with ketchup because that's... Seriously, give me a damn trash can! Come on! All right, here we go. First bite. All right, this is ketchup.
So this is ketchup.
You got to give the play-by-play.
This is ketchup. He's going for a nice little smooth.
Now, I'm traumatized by ketchup. I have not had ketchup since the first grade when a friend of mine put it on a piece of popcorn, and I immediately spit up and was embarrassed by everyone at my cafeteria table at Silverbrook. All right.
So you went for a pretty hefty serving of ketchup there, too, for the listeners at home. I mean, he's just going right in. He went right in. Oh, my God.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, it's ketchup. Everyone likes ketchup.
I honestly was going to throw up.
You think you're going to throw up?
I mean, it tastes like stale tomatoes, but...
It tastes like ketchup. That's good.
Yeah. All right. All right.
So what's the score out of 10?
That's like a 3. I mean, I don't know why you would ever dip in ketchup. I mean...
What do you mean?
It's honestly, though, it's better than I thought. It's like...
This is
I thought it was going to be really vinegary, you know?
Vinegary? Where's the vinegar?
I you tell me. All right, let's move on to...
So 3 out of 10.
To mustard, yeah. What, this is the mustard
This
here?
Is the mustard. This the is yellow, regular yellow mustard.
What is,
dipping
what's
it.
The, who makes this? Heinz?
I believe that's a Wegmans brand. Okay. But yeah, Heinz, for sure. We'll go.
Okay.
It's the same.
Okay. This is a good... I mean,
That's a big, hefty... Oh, man.
Oh!
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 Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. He needs a trash can. He needs a trash can, Chris. Chris Miles just came in the middle of this.
No, seriously.
He's gonna get sick
mustard
in here.
Mustard is disgusting.
Oh my god, he's gonna get sick.
What
is happening?
You guys
No. Not on the studio. Oh no. No.
Mustard's by far the worst, right? That's a -3 out of 10.
A negative.
Are you kidding me?
He doesn't like ketchup or mustard.
All right, what should I try next? You tell me.
I say, let's go for the blue cheese. The blue cheese
on the left.
Yep, on the left.
So you think I would like this because I love cheese.
Exactly. So you should like blue cheese.
Oh, I shouldn't have smelled it.
Ugh. Why would you? You're
going
to ruin
the bit by smelling it? All right, here we go.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Oh, that's bad. It's like, it's chunky, too. Yeah, no. The blue cheese ain't going down at all.
It's not going down.
That's a 1 out of 10. Are you? Oh,
I mean, I thought you would kind of like it.
No, blue cheese is.
You don't like blue cheese?
No.
Why?
This was a bad idea.
What is wrong with
this
blue
was a bad
cheese?
Idea. All right, what's this brown stuff here?
The brown stuff here.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
Balsamic vinaigrette.
My mom loves balsamic vinaigrette.
So you're trying it, dipping the hash brown in there.
Do, my new bit is I'm actually going to sniff these first, though.
Sniff it first and give us what do you think it's going to taste like with the balsamic vinaigrette? I'm not
sour?
A balsamic vinaigrette
sour?
Guy. Yeah, so it's definitely going to taste a little sour. This is where you might taste some vinegar also. Oh, he took a big bite.
You know what?
A big bite there.
Don't hate it.
You don't hate it?
Don't
I thought that was going to be the one you hated.
No, I'm hungry, and I'm eating these. Every bite needs a dip. That's true. Every bite.
Hashtag every bite needs a
every
dip.
Every bite needs a dip. Every bite needs a dip. Every bite needs a dip.
Oh, my God. He's devouring.
And not bad.
He's going
and
in.
And not bad.
What's the score out of 10 on that?
4.
A 4? I thought you said it wasn't bad.
I would never use that.
On potatoes.
On anything. On salad, nothing. You're crazy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's not bad. All right, let's move. This plate
so
just
this,
got yellow and
oh,
the
yeah.
Net. What is that? Is that horseradish?
That's the horseradish.
Oh,
I told you. You were the one who brought up horseradish the other day, so I was like, okay, I'll bring in horseradish.
We do horseradish at Passover. Never liked it.
No, it's not a good one. And I say you going for a big dip.
Oh my god,
you got a
no
big
way,
dip,
dude. That sniff. Oh my, dude.
No. Oh
what are
god.
We doing here?
I mean,
every bite needs a dip.
Hashtag every bite needs a dip. Big bite. Oh no. Oh no. Archie blows. He just did it.
Are you kidding me with
it? You didn't even swallow it.
No. Horseradish is the worst thing I've ever tried in my life.
Why did you swallow it? Oh. It was actually... Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And every bite needs a dip. Every bite sucks.
Hashtag every bite needs a dip.
All right.
It's coming out. Oh, my.
Right. Oh.
Oh, God, there's drool coming down.
I'm drooling.
He's drooling.
I'm drooling.
He's literally
right,
drooling.
What is this? Is that
so
ranch?
This is, yeah,
like
that's the
ranch
right there. That's all the right. Ranch. You try
now,
that.
Ranch, people love ranch.
I'm a ranch guy. I was telling you before.
You put it on everything.
I put it on my pizza. It's ranch could go with anything.
Every bite needs a dip. Is this buttermilk ranch?
Buttermilk ranch. I believe so.
Buttermilk sounds like it would be great. Like, just serve me buttermilk.
It's not, though, so don't try.
Okay.
Oh, man. Another big bite. Oh, come on. Ranch?
No. 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 God,
he's...
no.
He's just spitting out the ranch. You don't like ranch.
Every bite needs a dip, and I got nothing that I like here to dip in.
You have no... You don't like ranch. Oh, he's good. Oh, you got a green look on your face.
I know. I got an upset stomach.
This is bad. I didn't think that you were actually going to be getting sick from this, but you are.
Like, this is not a bit.
So where is the ranch ranked then? What is it out of 10?
-5.
-5? So it's worse than horseradish?
They both made me yak. What is this? What is this yellowish?
That's the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, that's Chick-fil-A sauce. People rave about Chick-fil-A.
Wait.
That's a huge dip.
You haven't had Chick-fil-A sauce.
I like buffalo and barbecue. That's my
thing. Wow. Okay, so here's a Chick-fil-A sauce.
In the Epstein family, we didn't do condiments.
That's fine. I think the Chick-fil-A sauce is going to be something you'll like. If not, I don't know. Big bite again.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. See?
It's not good.
What?
Every bite needs a dip. I'll double dip.
Hashtag.
That's
good.
It's not good. None of this is good. But it's not bad.
Come on. How is it not good?
It's not terrible. So I've tried.
So.
Ketchup was the best. Even though I didn't like it at all, I'm going to have one more bite of ketchup just to like.
Do another bite of ketchup.
Another bite of ketchup. Because my dad will literally barf at ketchup. Me.
That is nasty.
I barfed at horseradish and ranch.
Oh my god. No, come on. Ketchup. Come on.
I changed my mind. Ketchup's not good at all.
You don't like ketchup?
No. What is this last one here?
Honey mustard. Segment, man. Honey mustard.
I'm going to have to go to the bathroom.
Honey mustard.
I'm really feeling terrible.
Honey mustard might put you over. Hey, if you end it with the horseradish.
All right.
End it with the honey mustard. Let's do it. A big old bite.
That's a big bite. That's a big boy bite. All right, at least
hashtag triple B.
I like how this is honey based.
It is honey based. You should like it.
I can't. My nose doesn't even work anymore because
you should like
snot drooling everywhere.
Not only snot drooling.
Every bite needs a dip. You're on 106.7 The Fan.
Oh,
that was a big bite.
Oh, come on! No! It's coming! Oh! It's coming out! It's all coming out! Oh, my God! Oh, no! Oh!
Ryan,
this is so bad! I didn't expect him to get sick, but he's blowing chunks right here in the 106.7 The Fan Junkie Studio, live on air. He is blowing chunks!
Everybody needs a dip. It's insane. I got one more hash brown left.
Should I try to dip one more time? I say if you go for all the dips at once for that one hash brown, I'll Venmo you $5.
Really?
$5.
All right, pull out your fam. Let's get this on camera right now. Can I blow my nose? I'm going to blow my nose on my shirt.
No.
That's disgusting. My nose is running.
I say you have to do it both.
Donald, are you enjoying this segment? What is this? Is this good radio?
This is quite entertaining.
Right. If you say so. I think I might lose my job over this. All right.
This is bad.
Every bite needs a dip. Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan. We got blue cheese, honey mustard, dip, ketchup, dip, balsamic vinaigrette, dip. Oh, God. Yellow mustard, dip. Oh no!
He's still
horseradish.
It's
dip.
Coming out again.
Blue. What is it? Ranch? Buttermilk ranch dip. And Chick-fil-A sauce dip. It's a full dip.
Full dip. You got it.
Everybody needs a dip. Cash. I like potatoes, but this is. I mean, I really cannot smell anything. My face feels numb.
Oh. This is so bad. Stop it.
You got a commercial break?
Not yet.
Play some damn commercials!
No, not now. This is ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. He's getting sick after eating normal condiments, people.
I don't know how people
normal
do this.
Condiments and their snot coming out of your nose.
Can I get some buffalo or barbecue, damn it?
No.
I'm playing Jane. Alright, so we did the test. It has nothing to do with my dad.
No.
I just don't like condiments.
Not at all. It's very obvious now. Very obvious.
This might also be why I don't have any sex.
Yes,
don't
same.
Do condoms. All right. I don't even know how you close this.
I don't know.
There's snot on my mouth. I'm going to have to get it on the microphone here.
Oh, my God. Poor cakes.
Adam Epstein here till 12 noon. Take your calls next on The Fan. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan, the home of AWOD Weekend Radio. I hope you guys enjoyed that because I did not. Everybody needs a dip here on the fan. Yeah, because we talked about this idea because every bite... I don't know how I'm going to do this segment, Ryan. It still smells bad in here. When I eat pizza, I dip every bite on like garlic sauce or marinara sauce. You love Chick-fil-A sauce.
I mean, I just... When you were telling me that you actually get like nauseous thinking of all these condiments, and then I see it firsthand. I mean, that is insane.
Donald, that was your first impression of me. This is your first time working with me, and that's what you get? I hope you don't hate me.
Oh, no. I, like I said earlier, I found it quite entertaining for sure. You guys have welcomed me.
But you liked my pain. You laugh in my pain.
It was a warm welcome, you know?
All right, so I want to talk about Team USA women's soccer. Advancing in an exciting penalty kick fashion over the Dutch. It's so hard to do this segment now. They will now face Canada in their first semifinals. So I have to let the audience know. You know, I'm the soccer guy around the building. I accidentally set up a watch party for USA Women's National Team earlier this week. I got Landfill, Craig Hoffman, Travis Thomas, JP from the Junkies. Got an update anchor, Cody Betts, all sitting in the bullpen. Hype for Team USA as we won in penalties. We were making so much noise. CK had to come out of his office. He was shocked to see this many people gather around to watch soccer. And this isn't like the Team USA basketball team where I could see failure happening like in the FIBA World Cup 2019 when they lost to France. I fully expect U.S. women's soccer team to win gold. So here's my thing. I wanted to talk about this because I've been watching U.S. women's soccer since Mia Hamm, and I pretty much haven't missed a game since the Abby Wambach era. And I still believe we're in this golden generation of U.S. women's soccer. You got the older veterans on the team. Megan Rapinoe, Alex Morgan, love her so much I named my cat after her. Kristen Press, Becky Sauerburn in the back defensively with Kelly O'Hara. They're spectacular. Carly Lloyd, the leader and captain of this team. And 33-year-old Tobin Heath still has plenty left in the tank. Julie Ertz, wife of Zach Ertz, NFL player, is now 29 and basically a veteran in the midfield. She moved up from her days as a center back because of her ball retention and ability to make a tackle and win the ball back. She's basically the N'Golo Kanté for Team USA, the ultimate defensive mid. So you mix that vets with the up-and-comers like Lynn Williams, who got her first start, Sam Mulis, Lindsey Horan and company. But my real question with this lineup has always been, where's Rose Lavelle? Why didn't she get the start? Because in my opinion, she's a must-start for Team USA after we saw her dominance in the World Cup of 2019. She was basically the MVP for Team USA in their World Cup championship. So there has been some questions raised. I'm not the only one asking about manager Vlatko Andonovski and his use to the players. He's used to the girls in the lineup. So I will say this. I don't know what's going on in practice. Maybe some of these girls are showing up better and having better form in practice than others. And the Olympics has a totally different rule that allows you to use 5 subs. So you can have super subs off the bench, which worked out well for Team USA in their last game because they have a deep roster. But I've watched all 4 matches, and I don't think I've seen our best 11 on the field at one time. Remember, guys, we struggled to score. In 2 of our first 3 games, we had 0 goals. So here's how I would like Team USA to set up against Canada. That game, unfortunately, is Monday morning at 4 a.m., so no sleep for AWOD during the Olympics. I'd run a 4-4-2 rather than a 4-4-3 because I think we have some good wingers being wasted in this formation. Love Crystal Dunn. She's a striker, but she's been playing well as left back. Sauerbrunn, Dahlkemper, O'Hara. That back 4 is very solid, probably the best in the world. Midfield, I'm starting Tobin Heath in a winger position on the left. I want Megan Rapinoe on the right side, able to swing in the crosses. She's so good at these long balls to send in dangerous areas in the box. Rose Lavelle, Julie Ertz, that's your superstar midfield. And I think you can afford to be much more offensive because your midfield is going to be able to take chances because you got a solid back line, and Julie Ertz does such a great ball of winning the ball back whenever they lose it in the midfield. She's so great with her tackles. She's fierce and wins the ball back with ease. Up top, I'm starting Carly Lloyd next to Alex Morgan. You got a difference of, you know, speed on one side and a long shot ability from Carly Lloyd in the other. Kristen Press would be my super sub off the bench. Yes, I know it's a very attacking lineup and formation, but this Team USA has failed to score that many goals in these Olympics. They should be scoring 3 or 4 goals a game. They have the talent, ball possession to dominate and get off way more shots than they have. And so I expect them to get the win against Canada and bring home gold for America. I'm all in. Place your bets Team USA Soccer. I got the future bet for them to win gold here in the Olympics. You can watch their next match Monday at 4 a.m. or catch the replay in prime time. I hope everyone enjoyed the show. If you did, you could tweet me at AWOD Radio. Every bite needs a dip. Adam Epstein on the Fan. Thanks to my producers, Donald and Ryan. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy. Have a good weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.